Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. This is Tariq.
Tariq, how are you?
How are you, Dr. Middleton? And thank you for being a guest on the show tonight. Well, we're recording it now, but it's going to air on Thursday night at 7 p.m. So welcome to the show, and I know that you are an amazing speaker tonight, and I appreciate you being here. You're a doctor, you're a chiropractor, you have a family, and you like helping people. And I know you're doing some cutting-edge research and using some cutting-edge technology. I hope it's okay if I say it like that. But to get to where you are, hi, Angels. We have had some real issues with the studio here with me and the show. And so I'm so glad that people are calling in, and I apologize about the delay. And welcome to the show. How do you create true love in your life, right? And that's it. That's one I think that everybody wants to know, everybody wants to have. And one of the biggest things that keeps us from really having it sometimes is it's our fear, right? And I think if we come out of the womb being afraid, how about that, right? And, you know, one of the things that I always look at, and I just started doing this really a lot, is a lot of times your numbers in your name, your numbers that you're born in will show you the challenges that you have with love. Did you know that? Isn't that cool, right? You know, your name can show you what your challenges in love was. It can be. I know I had such a poor self-esteem, but if you look at my name, it's Tariq Lee Abbott. You can spell eat a lot. And I was like, wow, okay. And I'm into health and wellness now. But there was a time that when I was in my teens, I was a bit chunky. And I go, okay, maybe that, you know, had something to do with my self-esteem. And I know it did. Also, numbers. Did you know numbers, your year that you were born, can have challenges in your love life? So let's look at, let's say I have a friend of mine that said she was born in 1977. So let's look at 77. How about that? And what's your number? You know, and you can call me and we can set up a time. We can look at all that stuff, name numbers, newer numbers, birth numbers, and that kind of thing. And the 1977 says, congratulations, you're on the right path. And things come to you easily. And physically, but it's important that you stick to your, you know, who you are and what you do for that to happen. So, you know, it wouldn't it be great? So that's her number, 1977 is when she was born. So what does that mean to her? That means that she's on the right path, she's got a great number, but what are her challenges? We always learn by contrast most of the time. We know what up is because we have down. We know what left is because we have right. We know what good is because we have bad, right? Until we stop the duality and we become one with God, which is our goal, right? So she has challenges with, you know, keeping herself physically fit. And she also has challenges on staying on the right path. But her number says that she should. So, and keeping her intention, she goes, Tariq, it's been so challenging because I put myself with people that are very strong, and to keep my intentions instead of following their intentions. So she's learning by contrast. Great number, that's what her destiny is. Okay, her birth, that's the year she was born, and you know, so she said, that's what I've got to learn to do. So she's taking steps to do that. But your name, your number, tells a lot about you and some of the challenges you experience in love. There is a lot there, okay? I want to make sure I tell you that. But if you know what you're walking into the planet with when you're born, what your soul agreement is, and this is one of the ways that you can figure that out, then that's something there for you to look at and recognize. Look at your whole name, okay? What do you go by? If you go by, let's say, Robin, and, you know, you look at what Robin means, you know, and see what Robin, whatever, Michelle Brooks, okay? So I'm just pulling a name out of the hat. And what can you spell with that name? A lot of times you're going to see some meanings with that, challenges that you're going to have in life with yourself. And it's really about the relationship you have with yourself, okay? look at the numbers that you're born with. Like, let's take another one here. Just dropped a little random one. 19. Okay, so instead of doing you can do 19. Let's look at 19, and we can do it as a compound number and as a single number, right? So if you're doing it as a single number or a compound number, 19, hopefully that's a good one, right? I'm looking it up now. Keep your mind focused on helping yourself and others. Lead healthier and more peaceful lives, and stay positive and optimistic about your divine life mission. By the way, 19, I'm telling a little thing there. That's mine. Okay, so it's been hard for me sometimes to be focused, right? And I have to struggle with that. I have to really work on it. And as I've gotten older, I can do that. So March the 19th, birthday cards, love them. Facebook messages, just kidding. Not really, but you know how we all like to be recognized. And being on my soul's path, right? And because I know I'm a light worker. And being peaceful, right? One of the things is to find great love, to be peaceful. And you can't be mad and angry. You got to find peace within yourself before you can find it outside of yourself. So that's a couple of things there. I'm giving you some fun things that you can do, because a lot of you're born, the day you're born, the year you're born, your name has a number. All of these things can show you the challenges and the joys that you can have once you to help you find great love. Okay, so 19, 1 and 9 or 10. So so you can look at it like that. You're receiving divine guidance from God through thoughts and ideas and insights, and also through things that I read if your birthday is March the 10th or February 10th or whatever. So this is the number 10. I just combined the 1 and the 9 together for 10. So you can, there's a couple different things that you can do there, you know. So numbers tell you a lot, okay, about who you are, about the challenges that you have, and creating things to happen. And once I learned that, then I was like, okay, I know what my contrast is, because sometimes I don't stay focused, but when I am, then I can create great things. And staying positive, that's been a challenge for me too, right? I have a friend of mine, she's 11. 11 is a master number. And, and she says, pay attention to your repetitive thoughts. She dead horse to death with love, and I've seen her do that. I have a friend of mine who's a guy, does the same thing. And then you can take it from the 11 to the 1, right? Because looking at the 1, because there's 2 ones in there. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to find out what your challenges are, so you can really say, oh, this sounds great. Let me tell you, with every up, there is a down. So if you stay focused, you keep your intentions, then, and that's easy for a lot of people to do, but they may not have those same challenges that you do, okay? Do you understand? So that everybody has them. We walk into the planet with them. Also, you have angels that will really help you with that. I like working with Archangel Shamuel. He is amazing and wonderful in what he does and helping strengthen soulmate relationships, especially helping you find lost things too. I have a friend of mine, she goes, I've lost my husband. I told her, I said, you've lost your husband. You've never been able to find him. She goes, see, I've lost him for a long time. She's funny. But one of the angel messages that I'm getting tonight to share with you is not actually, well, there's a couple of them here. I want to share this with you. And because we want to have it all. All is well. And that's from our Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden meanings and hidden blessings, you will soon understand. So if some of you guys are really having some challenges out there, that's Archangel Jeremiah. And he's saying all is well, everything's working out in divine and perfect timing. And you're supposed to go through these challenges and just remember who you are. Okay. So what does that mean to you? So it would be great if we walked into this life having everything come easy, right? And we didn't have to stretch and we didn't have to learn. But then we wouldn't be growing. And how interesting would your life be, or your book of life that you write for yourself? Maybe you are, maybe you're not. But how interesting is your story if you turn the page and say, today is a great day, tomorrow is a great day, 2 days from now is a great day. It's the ups and downs in the way you overcome the challenges, or the way you sit down on your butt and you say, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then you pick yourself up and you have a great big aha moment and you do it. It makes your life interesting. It makes all of us around you who know you go, wow, I want to do that like he did, or I want to do that like she did. Oh, how can I do the same? If she can master it, so can I. So we become an inspiration to others around us. They become an inspiration to us. And then that is one of the ways that you create great love. And as I said, 77 was about, it was her birth number or her year she was born in. And it sounds like it's a great year, but, she had some changes there. Or look at your name. What words can you spell in your name? You can take them from, they don't have to be in order, but look what you can spell. And that's going to give you insight about who you are, okay? Now, I can sit there and say a couple other things. I'm going to do a show on water and how water can really help you find your purpose, your love. But I recently got a waterfall. It's so wonderful. And then Donna Howard, she's an angel coach. She had told me about, getting a diffuser. So I use oils, too, as well. And they have been really wonderful with showing me things in my own life that I needed to heal. Touch on this bit, okay? We covered, once again, I'm going to cover this. We covered numbers, your birth number, your name number, what you can spell in your name, your favorite number maybe, whatever. And they will give you some ideas about who you are and the challenges that you face, because they're going to talk about the great things that you can achieve. But with the great things that you can achieve comes a lot of things that you should learn or have to learn or need to learn to experience great love for yourself and then with others. Okay, so we talked about that, using water in the morning or having it on in your home. I like mine in my bedroom because, sleeping, I sleep there. I also meditate there. And also using oils, fragrances are amazing that, what you can, because they're like the gas pedal that make things or create things to happen for you or help you create your intentions faster. So I want to share that with you guys. And also Archangel Shamuel, and there's other archangels too that will help you, but I like Shamuel because he strengthens soulmate relationships, he helps you find them, and he's a great one to call on, okay? And also the causal plane, which is where all the highest energy lives, that part of us that's connected to God. I always say archangels, the causal plane, and all the ascended masters, and my higher part of me, please help me. Or thank you for helping me find whatever I'm looking for. But the water is great because water is a conduit and it keeps the energy flowing. You don't want to ever get stagnant, right? So that right there is super, super important, okay, too, as well. Also, remembering this, when I think this is an important one. I really do. Okay? Because we want to have 100% from our partner, right? We want him or her to love us unconditionally, and we want to love them unconditionally as well. Did you know that we hold on to a lot of old feelings? And you're like, really? I go, how many old feelings have you held on to? One of the things that I teach a lot of my clients, and myself including in that list, is, okay, show me what I need to look at and I need to heal so that I can move forward in my life and be the best I can be. So, recently, I've had a lot of stuff come up, and last night I had this dream about a friend of mine. We were friends years ago, and something happened between us. And what I did with her is I hurt her. In a dream, I could feel how much I hurt her, and I could feel how much she hurt me. There was no reason for it, and I was able to heal that feeling and let it go and send her love. Did I have to call her and find her? No, but that was amazing because it's such a freeing sense. To have that feeling, because that part of me was blocked from giving love to someone else, whether it's a man or my family or my friends or my work or my career. So I want to make clear on this, sure you guys get this, okay? It is important, I feel, with all the other tools I just gave you, that you ask what feelings that you need to heal inside of you, because you keep them with you. I have a friend of mine that healed her. She's doing this, and her and her husband are becoming really close. And she goes, Trey, I dreamed about I was in my house from when I was a child. And she goes, my mom wouldn't pay me attention, And I didn't realize how much that bothered me, or I forgot about it until I saw me doing things as a little girl that my mom, you know, to get my mom's attention. And I saw me going down and putting the clothes in the washer and the dryer, you know, to washing clothes so that I could get her attention. I did it in eating bad stuff and doing, you know, messing things up to get my mom's attention. And I go, wow. She goes, when I saw that feeling, I forgave my mom, but really forgave myself because it's really about forgiving you. And she goes, that feeling was so strong in the dream. She goes, I was able to let it go and move ahead. And it's made me feel so great. But she goes, I wonder how long I've been trying to love people with that old feeling inside, right? And how much more I can love them today, including my fiancé. Like, oh, my goodness, right? How sweet is that? So, guys, you know, those are a couple of examples right there. But ask to heal those old feelings, right, and just dream about them. And they may come up sooner or later, but ask every night. And they won't be so painful where you can't do it. But what you will do is you'll have a deeper understanding and a deeper wisdom about who you really are and how words really affect us and how things really affect us as small children until we get older, okay? So I want to give you guys a heads up about that. I hope that makes sense. So you've got every night before you go to bed, I would do it every night, you know. So my friend of mine, she's a client, she's doing it, and I have another friend of mine, he's doing it as well. He goes, yeah, he's 40-something, and she's like 32. And he goes, I'm only back to, what do you say? I says, I'm only back to my early 20s. Like, I go, it doesn't work like that, but okay. So anyway, I hope that gives you a little humor there, makes you smile, you guys. But what feelings do I need to heal so that I can experience better, more great love, not only for your guy or your girl, but for yourself first, okay? And when you do that, man, the doors will open. And don't be surprised if it doesn't happen the first night or the first week. Ask every night, and you'll start getting the dreams. And then you'll have the aha moments, and you'll have such a deep spiritual understanding about yourself and who you really are and the connection you have to all that is and the great connection that you can have with your guy or your girl and how much better intimacy part will be, whether it's sex or kissing or at all, you know, conversation. So do that and imagine this. Maybe they'll help you lose a few pounds if you buy. Women, we always want to lose pound weight, right? So 5 pounds less is always good, right? Teasing about that. But anyway, I hope that helps you guys. Ask every night to show you feelings that you have inside that keep you from loving you and keep you from loving your guy or girl or finding that guy and girl that you'd like to love. Okay? And I'll say, remember, water, get a little water fountain. They're not expensive. You can find the inexpensive ones. You can find the expensive ones. It doesn't really matter. But that flow of water will help the energy flow and help all this stuff that I'm sharing with you make happen. Remember numbers. Numbers will give you your challenges in your life. And finding your numbers out by birth numbers, name numbers, your numbers, favorite number, you'll know. And they're great, but with all the great, there's the ups, there's always the downs. So you can find out what your contrast is. And you're like, you know, that's right, Tree, that's what's happened with me. And then you also have, what else? The angels, Archangel Shamuel will help you. Any of the archangels will. But Shamuel is wonderful, okay? And Jeremiah, I think it's wonderful. I have a friend of mine that had a dream about him recently to help in a relationship with someone that he wanted her to give this person that was in a new relationship a message, and she did. How cool is that? So anyway, that's where true healing comes from, when you're releasing the past, releasing the old, and in with the new, and using water as a conduit to really help with the healing process, to find the great love. Having those great angels, Archangel Shamuel, whoever you're using, the causal plane is Shamuel, and the causal plane is where all the energy beings live, highest of them all, some say, and I kind of agree with that. That's a part of us that's connected to God. I'm going to say lives there, but you guys know what I mean. And your numbers will give you a lot. But when you do this, when you want to find great love, don't leave any stone unturned. Look at it all. If you want to have it all, give it your all. That's in the Course in Miracles, okay? And just remember, you find great love, and it's going to be real. And what's just something I read the other day? Nothing in the Course in Miracles is beautiful. Nothing real can be destroyed, and if it's not real, it doesn't exist. How cool is that, right? So, anyway, you guys, I hope this, if you want a reading with me, and you want to look at your numbers, you want to look at this all, remember your name holds a lot of meaning, too. What can you spell with your name? I can't spell anything. It's going to show a lot about you, okay? Believe it or not. Self-esteem was an issue for me, and eat a lot, you can spell in my name. So do I eat a lot now? No. But do I eat healthy? You bet. So anyway, it helps me stay focused, and that's a challenge for me. So if you want a reading with me, give me a call at 954-636-9401. Email me at terrie@angelcoaches.org, Terrie at angelcoaches.org, or hit me up on Facebook at I can't even think now. Angel Coaches, facebook.com/angelcoaches. And we've got a whole new website too. You can always find me personally at angelcoaches.com. We have a whole lot of angel coaches that do a lot of different things at angelcoaches.org. So you guys have a wonderful night. Take care. Give our angels a shot because they're putting out shows really soon. You guys are going to love them. And I think we've got one that's going to be doing one on soul agreements very soon, Victoria, if I'm not mistaken. So check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/angelcoaches. And if you want a reading with me where I do all this stuff that I was telling you about, numbers, what's your numbers, what do they mean, what's your challenges, and also what your name means, numbers in your name, and all those things, then you've got the ways to contact me now. Okay, take care, have a great now, and we will see you on Thursday night. Bye, everybody.